Last time on the cul-de-sac, we left our couples having an intimate cocktail hour at Mabel's house. Let's check in on the husbands. Ooh, looks like Jerry's still in his box.
Would you stop that whistling, Ed?
Jerry! Did you see the game last week? What the hell kind of shiny disco pants was that purple team wearing anyway?
Don't get your balls in an uproar, Ed. Did you bring my socket wrenches back and my old bicycle frame?
Now, Jerry, what's all this about? You gave me those wrenches and that bicycle frame after your knee surgery. I melted them down and used the metal to make a new security gate around my swimming pool. You know that, buddy. Say, Jerry, we're friends, aren't we? We're neighbors. Remember the time we stayed up all night watching the Twilight Zone marathon? Remember how you cried when you found out that there never have been unicorns, that they're not just extinct, but actually mythical creatures? Now, come on out of that old Electrolux box chair. Come on out and have some of this good cheese your wife sliced.
No!
Meanwhile, back in the kitchen with the ladies.
Try this drink, Beth. It's really fresh.
Wow, that's spicy. What's in there?
It's a maple sugar chili top crantini with asserts dropped in it. I saw it on the Booze Channel. Asserts is my little signature touch, though.
Did you hear what that bitch Marie up the street did this time?
Oh, God. Tell me, Beth. You know how I hate that bitch Marie. You and I should go have coffee sometime and talk about it. I have so much to say about Marie.
Well, she's not always so bad. Once she invited me to her house for a cookie exchange and told me how to watch the Baby Einstein show with my kid. I had no idea there was a right way and a wrong way to watch the Baby Einstein show, but evidently one wrong step can cause brain damage.
Listen, Beth, I just don't want you to get hurt. I'll tell you all about that bitch Marie. Why don't you come up into my bedroom and we can crush up some diet pills and snort them and talk about it. I'll let you try on my new negligee.
Boing! This conversation's getting me hot under the collar. Let's check back in on the men.
Now, Jerry, we've all wanted to go into the box, believe you me. But we just have to resist the impulse. As you've discovered, once in the box, it's much harder to come out. The box, she is a dangerous siren. How about I just crack open the lid a little bit and you can see out? There's nothing bad out here.
I don't want to see Beth, and I don't want to see Mabel. I want you to bring me a whiskey sour and a long straw. Just put the straw through this crack so I can have a sip, Ed. Just do me this. After you stole my wrenches, it's the least you could do.
Hey, Jerry, psst. Come out of the box and have a piece of this cheese. It's strong and smoky, just like a woodland cabin full of chain smokers. Mabel and Beth aren't here.
Meanwhile, in the kitchen.
I'm afraid I'll disappear if no one's looking at me.
Where did you say you got this chafing dish? It's so shiny. I'd love a chafing dish like this, but Ed won't have them in the house. He says they're a fire hazard, and besides, he prefers cold hors d'oeuvres.
I made it out of some old aluminum siding and a hot glue gun. Isn't it eco-tastic?
Oh, well, there you are, Jerry. No, Jerry, no! Ah! Oh.
Ugh! What are those naughty men up to now?
Oh my God! Ed, why are you lying there in a pool of blood? How embarrassing. Mabel, I am so sorry, all over your carpet. Do you have any OxyClean? That's the only thing that will get this shit out. God damn it, Ed!
Don't you dare apologize, Beth. This is obviously Jerry's fault. Look at him standing there with his wrench, dripping blood everywhere. I hope you're satisfied, Jerry. I guess you finally got your wrench back.
I certainly did not. I got this one today down at the Screw and Toggle Switch Mart. It was free with my purchase of a dozen couplings, goddammit.
And so the evening ends, like so many others in the cul-de-sac, with Beth dragging an unresponsive Ed out the door.
Bye! Thanks for the great evening. We'll have you over next time, and I promise to make those sausage cheese balls you loved again.
Myself.
God damn it, Ed! I just did my nails.
God, Jerry, why did you invite them over here? I can't stand those people.
Will they ever pretend to be friends again? Find out next time on The Cul-de-sac.